Edmund White is a New York-based novelist and essayist whose professional career began in the early 1970s. Best known for writing about social issues and same-sex love, White's latest novel is called Jack Holmes and His Friend. It tells the story of a committed friendship between two men, one gay and one straight. I started our conversation by asking Edmund White about the topics that he'll discuss with his audience.
They've asked me to talk about my career, you know, as a gay writer, because I guess I've sort of paralleled the gay movement with my life and my work. I've written about 25 books, and they want me to read from my most recent novel called Jack Holmes and His Friend. And it's sort of a portrait of gay life in the 60s and of the different strange attitudes that people had then, including gay people. I mean, it was before gay liberation, and all the business of hiding your identity and going to shrinks and hoping you would become heterosexual by some miracle, and all these, the whole comedy and tragedy of gay life before liberation.
What are some of the primary words that come to your mind when you think about that era that you wrote about in your new novel?
Inventiveness of lives. That is, I mean, one of the things you had to do is, if you wanted to talk to people on your job about your life, about your love life, you would have to change all the boys into girls and then remember your lies, which I always felt was good training for a novelist. I mean, it's sort of what Proust did, is he changed all the boys and all the girls into boys, and then was able to remember it over the course of a couple thousand pages.
In that era, what were you writing about? What was your focus at that time as an artist?
I was already writing about gay life, but unsuccessfully. That is, I couldn't get any of my work published. And I think it was partly because the gay books that were being published back then weren't very many, but they were mostly about freaks. I mean, people who lived on the margins of life, hustlers and transvestites and all that kind of stuff. But I was writing about middle-class people, the guy who might be sharing an office with you. And that was, in a way, much more threatening, I think, even to gay people in publishing. And years later, people would say, oh, I read that book of yours and I wanted to adopt it, but I couldn't because people would think I was gay if I spoke out for it. And so, I don't know, it wasn't until after gay liberation that I began to get things published.
Well, even more so than gay liberation, can you speak for a moment about how the recent changes in the publishing industry have impacted gay literature?
All literature, and especially minority literature, has been badly affected, but I don't know. I guess we just have to start thinking in new terms. I mean, of self-publishing and of publishing on things online rather than in books, and not trying to make a living from it. I think writers are going to have to acknowledge that fiction's the new poetry. I mean, fiction, which used to sell so much and used to be self-supporting, is now like poetry. I mean, it sells 500 copies of each book. So it's a disaster, really, in terms of, but we just have to change our thinking.
I wanted to share something that a recent guest on our television show said about LGBT writing and see what your response might be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had a young poet named Ian Escalante who had contributed to a collection called Troubling the Line. And he said that one of the things that he found most appealing about writing transgender poetry and transgender prose, rather, was that it allowed him to explore what he called the middle spaces. And he said that there's a large variety of shades of gray and middle areas that he felt that LGBT writers were really able to hone in on. Does that have resonance with you?
Yeah, I definitely think the truth is that if you're not straight, you're probably gay. I mean, trans is another whole aspect, but homosexuality is sort of the reverse side of the tapestry, and you can sometimes see the design of the tapestry better if you look at the reverse side. And I think that, you know, gay writers have a great subject, and also with AIDS, I think if you think the two great subjects of literature are love and death, AIDS certainly involved both of those.